From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Fidel Castro to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his efforts to normalize relations with the country. Obama said in a statement that in the days ahead, Cubans will recall the past and also look to the future. As they do, the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. Reactions to Castro's passing range from sadness to celebration.
The people are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing, and my sympathies to the Cuban people.
The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning, disrupting the plans of thousands of tourists in Havana, like Jason from Britain.
Came here for the music and the dancing. That's no more. We leave on Thursday, no dancing until next week now, so we've got a quiet week.
Many businesses have closed and events have been called off for 9 days, leaving those visitors to the island uncertain as to how they are going to spend their long-awaited vacations. Fidel Castro was to be cremated on Saturday, and his ashes will be interred in his hometown of Santiago on December the 4th. Stay with VOA News for all of the latest developments pertaining to Fidel Castro's passing and the memorials that are taking place over the next 9 days. From here in Washington, this is